glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. And I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Israelites, the Egyptians you see today, you'll never see them again. There are some enemies you will never see again. Your stature has outgrown them. You are not on the level that they are on. They have no right even confronting you. They have no right in your environment. You have outgrown them. There are bigger fish to fry. Hello. So stop looking back. Stop looking down on yourself. Stop listening to that evil spirit. Tell him, get behind you where he belongs. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, that's who you are. Own up to who you are. You see, Jesus derived his identity not from his ministry, but from his relationship. That's why he was unstoppable. If you're deriving your identity from your anointing, you ain't always anointed. You know, you can't just go from, you know, people want to go from one high to the next high. No. Derive your identity from your relationship. My Father's always with me. I always am in right standing with my Father. Hello? And you'll find that there'll be a flow of one victory after the next victory, one triumph after the next triumph. You become unstoppable. You gotta rest in Him and know your identity is in Him. I do nothing except I see my Father. My Father works, hitherto I work. That was Jesus' testimony. But he told Peter, don't you know I could pray to my Father to send 12 legions? And he sent them. Whatever I ask him, he'll do it. But I'm not asking for myself. I want his will. Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Come on, he derived everything. His source of strength was his relationship. Not the limitations of his humanity, geography, physical strength. All these things are null and void when we walk through relationship. We become, let me say, supernatural. People wonder how things happen like that for you. It's because of a relationship. Go with me to 2 Chronicles 32. Got a lot of praises in here tonight. That's all right. They free to praise too. 2 Chronicles 32. Get me verse 7 and 8. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7 and 8. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. And the people rested. Rest, find comfort in the scripture. Let the scripture take priority, take precedence over your situation. If your situation is not lining itself up with what the word says, go to the word and begin to find rest on the word. I'm telling you, something happens inside of you when you choose that. Rather than trying to work it yourself, trying to figure it out in the natural, trying to call everybody that you think can help. First, find rest in the word. Find comfort and consolation in the scripture. It starts to form a world on the inside of you. See, if you are just pursuing it externally, you'll never really get it. You'll never be fulfilled until you first establish it internally, where the kingdom lies. The kingdom is in you. And it's got to be formed. The pattern has to be right, and then it comes forth. You reproduce it. But see, if it's never formed properly in you, then what you are producing out here is what's in you. I like to say it this way. You don't get what you want. You get what you are, ultimately. You want a new car, but you're a 10-year-old car spirit. Because you're just looking at the price. You want a new one here, but there you just can't see it. Well, until you can see it here, you'll be looking at it there and never get it. I was just talking to someone today. They saw me in the van, and they were driving, and they stopped. They were in this real nice, wasn't a brand new vehicle, but it was real nice. I know they didn't own this car before or this truck. I said, wow, this is nice. He said, yeah. He said, I just got this. He said, the blue book said it was a certain price, and I contacted the owner, and he was selling it for that same price. But he said, I took cash, and I said, will you give it to me for this amount of cash? The guy got the papers. I said, just sign. Just sign. So evidently, what was in him was that truck. Because God even put his little stamp of approval on it. He said, I'm going to give it to you for $5,000 less than what he's asking for it. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Somebody need to hear this tonight. Because it's what you believe here. Tell somebody, I'm blessed and highly favored. God has already blessed me with every spiritual blessing. And when he matures me, then he'll know I'll handle blessings properly. You see, Jesus didn't ever go around bragging about him being the apostle and high priest of our faith. He didn't have to, because he derived his identity from his Father. You've seen me, you've seen the Father. They got after me. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Well, that really got their goat. They picked up stones, but he was telling the truth. So with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God. You must allow the pattern to be on the inside of you. It will create your world. Coupled with your words, it will create your world. I'm not talking New Age stuff. I'm not talking, you know, Eastern mysticism. I'm not talking that foolishness. I'm talking about the Word of God. That's why it says, keep the Word in your mouth. If you cannot see it, you cannot receive it. That's what people talk about, going by blind faith. That ain't faith. That's blind. Faith sees. You see. When you have faith, you see. No such thing as blind faith. The faith, you see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen by the natural eye. But faith, the very concept and principle of faith is that you see. You believe. You say you have faith for your healing. Well, you're going around there. I thank God that he's healed me. I'm delivered. I'm set free. Why? You have faith. So important. Have faith. Operate in faith. So people rested themselves upon the King's words. Word is spirit and life. You know, the more we mature in Christ, listen real closely, the more verses of Scripture, Old and New Testament, start to come together. We start to see a bigger picture. And we're not just fragmented with this and then that over there, but things start to come together where you see this great I am. And you start to see yourself in light of who you are and what he's already done, the inheritance that is ours right now. We're not waiting till the sweet by and by. We have it now. You have access now. You can access the throne now. You don't need a priest. You don't need someone going in your behalf. You don't need all the time people praying for you. You can pray for yourself. A lot of times you don't need people laying hands on you. Lay hands on yourself in Jesus' name. These signs shall follow them that believe. I cast this spirit of infirmity out. Hello. Religion will have us always looking for somebody strong when you're to be strong yourself. Strong how? Not just physically strong. Strong in your personality. And I don't mean, you know, in people's face. But strong where you're not moved by what you hear. You're not moved by weaknesses in your life. You are strong in your emotions. You're not easily moved and discouraged by stuff. You get a discouraging word, you go to the Word. Okay, Lord, give me something that's going to counter this here that the enemy trying to bring against me. And you search and you find, here it is right here. The devil is a lie. God said this. I receive that. I stand on this Word. You become strong in your emotion, strong in your intellect. If you don't know the Word, you'll perish. You got to know the Word. You got to know Him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He said, lo, I come in the volume of the books. It is written of me. You got to know the Word. That Word is your sword. When you wield your sword, the devils run. In your mouth should be a sharp two-edged sword. Speak the Word. You don't have to be physically strong. Speak the Word. Decree the Word. And you don't even have to say it loud. Say it from your spirit. You can be whispering the Word and mean every word. You know, the devils know you mean every word. They out of here because it's coming from your spirit, man. Word is life and is spirit. And it deals with the spirit realm to create, to push back, to bind, to root out, to pull down. The enemy can work with your philosophy and your philosophical thought. I believe in line with the Word. That's what Eve did. She said, He said, don't eat it. Don't even touch it. He said, I got you. People rested. Let me give you a definition. They rested themselves. It means they leaned upon it. It means to lean upon or take hold of in a favorable sense. To lean upon or take hold of. Now, you got to understand, this was a formidable foe, a huge army. They wasn't somewhere in some safe place. No, the army was at their door. If you read into that story, you'll find that Sennacherib sent messengers and they came and said, listen, what do you Jews think you do? Don't you realize that every nation that we have encountered, we have destroyed and destroyed their gods? What is this God that your king is trusting in? Don't you know that we have destroyed all the gods of all the other nations? And they begin to rail the Lord God. They begin to belittle the Lord God. They even came and spoke in the Hebrew language, certain things to try to make the people fear. But see, it was too late because they rested. They were resting upon the king's words. They were set. They had captured this thing. In other words, game over. See, the moment you capture it, game over. The environment is going to change. The situation is going to change. Because they captured it, that night an angel went out among them, slew all the mighty men. Over 185,000 killed them all in one night because the people had captured the Word and rested upon it.
We are continuing in part 3 of our series entitled The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Part 2, Positioned for His Presence. We must find rest in His presence and not allow the spirit of intimidation to prevent us from experiencing God's awesome presence. When we assemble for worship, we must decree some things and give glory to the one true and living King. Dialogue with God and activate your praise, for He inhabits the praise of His people. Be positioned for God's supernatural presence. When we are at rest in God, we experience peace, which is a powerful weapon against the enemy. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.